Hey, we're just getting word of a bizarre, another carjacking, a bizarre one down on the Great Ocean Road. On the line is Bhakti Deben, who has been involved in helping the victims of this. Bhakti Deben, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
Bhakti
you.
Deben, actually, but that's all right.
Okay, Bhakti Deben, I apologise.
That's fine, good morning.
Okay, now what happened? What are you aware of?
Look, I don't think I'm in a position to give out the exact details, but last night on the there was a note on the Lawn Community Notice Board that was put out by some really lovely people in Wye River. Two 19-year-old girls from Germany that are travelling around Australia, and yesterday, obviously, the Great Ocean Road. We're carjacked and felt very threatened, and it was a very difficult situation for them, and they managed it very well with great clarity and a lot of courage. However, the lady that took over their car drove off with doors open after one of them was able to jump out of the car and also tried to hold the dog back, the lady's dog that took the car.
So what do you know of what happened? They've stopped to look at the view or something, have they?
That was my understanding, yeah, and someone came along and just hopped in the car.
With their dog?
Someone, not with the girl's dog,
no,
but the
with,
person that came along had a dog.
Yeah.
And the girls have very quick tried to stop the lady, but there was no stopping. She appeared quite determined in some way, and we're hoping that if they would grab the dog, that she would make the decision to stay, but she didn't. She drove off with the doors open. And then they flagged down another car, and a very helpful gentleman really acted a bit like a hero. That's my understanding. He really did a car chase along the Great Ocean Road while he was calling for the police, and this lady stopped at Wye River at the caravan park out of all places, and this gentleman got out of the car and confronted the lady and was very loud, so lots of locals and security guards could contain her. And so the girls got their car back. The lady was taken into custody. That's my understanding. So the police was involved. And everyone in Wye River looked after them. But I think it's not a great place to be at night time. Because, you know, to stay in a camper van if you're in a different country far away from home after an episode like that. So the lovely people in Wye at the caravan park put out a notice on the Lawn Community Board and asked if anyone would be able to give them accommodation and food. And really, I think they could have stayed anywhere last night between Birragara Lawn and Apollo Bay.
Yes.
It was just such an outpouring of support for them. It was great.
And where did they stay?
They ended up staying with my family in Lawn. I'm German and I backpacked 20 years ago, and I was one of the first ones who commented and said I can come and get the girls. But I think some of the locals down there knew me as well, and because I think everyone felt it would be a good idea to stay with me, because if there would have been some assistance needed in terms of, you know, speaking German or speaking to their parents or clarifying the situation in two languages, I could have done that.
How were they?
How they were? Well, I just think if that would have happened to me as a 19-year-old, I would be not as contained as they are. They have absolute great strength, lots of courage. They appear contained. I just think that it'll take a while for them to really understand what happened. They were in shock, but they managed it well. And I think they probably still have adrenaline rushes and they still continue to get going. And I think once they're off the Great Ocean Road, they probably really understand what happened.
Yeah. Will they stay on their holiday or will they go back, do you think?
I think they have all plans to continue travelling.
Oh, good on them.
Absolutely, yeah. And I just think the community was really behind them yesterday. And I just think it's amazing what people have put together. Everyone opened their doors. So it was great.
Well, yeah, it's an awful thing to happen to them in this, and to happen in this country with visitors is bad. But then at least you've got that positive side of everybody stepping up to help.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wish there would have been more people when it happened, but there weren't. So that's it.
Well, do you know where it happened exactly?
Nope. No,
just down the road somewhere.
Well, I guess somewhere along Separation Creek. That's how it sounded, but the girls weren't quite sure themselves.
Okay. Well, look, well done to you for taking them in, and thank you very much for explaining it to us. Bhakti Deben. local resident who has taken in the girls. That awful though, that you stop to have a look at the view, and the next thing, some drongo's jumped in your car with their dog, and they're hurtling off. Girls tried to stop it. Fortunately, nobody injured, but police are working on it. But as yet, at this stage, whoever's working on it is off duty and won't be on duty for a few hours. So the official details won't come through until this afternoon. But Bhakti Dabon and the people of Wye River, Lawn, and the area done a good thing stepping in to help.